Here you go, Tom. Here we are. All right, I got the microphone. Merry Christmas. Oh, we are so glad that you are here to celebrate this morning at our very comfy Christmas. No bulletins, so you're all right. Everything you need is up there. We'll announce the hymns, sing along. It will be wonderful. And Anne-Marie made me promise, I'm sorry, there is a sign-up on the kiosk. What is it for, Anne-Marie? The Bridge Home. Thank you, Anne-Marie. I told her with all the vast people that would be here this morning, that sign-up sheet was going to be full. So thank you. That opportunity is on the kiosk. And join us next Sunday. We will have a service of comfort and hope, so you are welcome to be with us then as well. Let us worship God.
Reading from Isaiah. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Please stand and join us in number 133, O come all ye faithful.
Thank you.
I'll give you a heads up on the next carol. It's number 115, Away in a Manger. You can have your heads up and let us pray together. God of light, we thank you for giving us the gift of Jesus Christ. We come before you with wonder and delight that you come to us in the child born in a manger. Be with us on this day of birth and rebirth. Come honor us with the presence of your gracious, joyful spirit. Fill our weary hearts with renewed hope and joy, and rekindle in our souls the light of Christ. Glory to you in the highest, O God. Glory in the highest. Amen. Let us sing Away in a Manger together. And you can stay seated.
The reading for today is part of the letter of the Hebrews, 1:1-4. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors, prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is reflected of God's glory and exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made perfection of sins for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
Thank you.
everyone who wants to see close up would like to come up to the front. Kids, you want to come on up? Maybe. Maybe not.
There we go.
All right. Here, Frona. He's all yours. All right. She's got the buttons. All right. Today's story is the stable where Jesus was born. This is the stable where Jesus was born. This is the cow and the sweet-smelling hay, the cat and her kittens, and three mice at play that lived in the stable where Jesus was born. What sound does a cow make? I think that's more of a mice sound. This is the mother, Mary by name, the mother of Jesus she became, who sat near the cow in the sweet-smelling hay. This is the father, Joseph, so tall, who cared for the baby and animals all, but mostly the mother, Mary by name. These are the shepherds who came in the night, who left flocks of sheep in their hurry and flight, and wished well the father, Joseph, so tall. This is the angel who said, "Fear not," and spoke of a birth in a glorious spot, and sent fast the shepherds who came in the night. This is the town called Bethlehem, where families gathered and filled every inn, beheld by the angel who said, "Fear not." This is the earth, all round and bright, that glimmered with hope that first Christmas night, at news from a town called Bethlehem. This is the baby in swaddling clothes, the small precious baby, the one whom God chose to come to the earth all round and bright, that glimmered with hope that first Christmas night. At news from a town called Bethlehem, where families gathered and filled every inn, beheld by the angel who said, "Fear not," who spoke of a birth in a glorious spot, and sent fast the shepherds who came in the night, who left flocks of sheep in their hurry and flight, and wished well the father, Joseph, so tall, who cared for the baby and animals all, but mostly the mother, Mary by name, the mother of Jesus she became, who sat near the cow and the sweet-smelling hay, a cat and her kittens, and three mice at play, that lived this was born. There they are, all together. The end. So today we get to celebrate Jesus and his family and all the animals together. And we get to hold our animals tight, like our Georges, and get to celebrate with our family and say thank you for Jesus for being born. Amen.
Do what I can. I bring your attention to the light, and let us pray. Source of all light, we celebrate today the coming of your word made flesh, your light of life to dwell among us. Bless these holy flames, that in their glow we may be blessed by your grace and abiding love. As these candles grace this table and our tables in our homes today, let them remind us of your constant presence and your unwavering care. Bless us, that we might reflect the light of Christ in our daily lives and in our world so desperate for the love and peace, hope and joy that this day brings. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, light of the world. Amen. And let us stand and sing our closing hymn together, Go Tell It on the Mountain, number 136. Proclaim the good news that the Word of God dwells among us. The light of God shines in this world. Celebrate the hope and promise of this day. Go with the peace of God in your hearts.
Now may the glory of God surround you. May the peace and grace of Christ dwell deep within you. May the power and presence of the Holy Spirit uphold you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Merry Christmas.